WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. The woman who police said rammed her car into a White House barrier yesterday wasn't making her first visit to the White House grounds. Records show 35-year-old Jessica Ford of Tennessee had been arrested 3 times last year for either unlawful entry or violating a court order to stay away from the White House. Sentences were suspended in 2 cases and the 3rd charge was dismissed. Police say Ford yesterday was holding a gun in her hand when she rammed a barrier. She was arrested with nobody injured. A man who was shot by a federal officer in Prince William County has died.
Prince William County police say Mario D'Antoni Bass was shot at the Days Inn in Dumfries after he allegedly got into a physical struggle with an officer with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Members of the task force were attempting to serve arrest warrants on the man in connection with a domestic-related abduction. Police say the suspect fled out a window, then confronted the ICE officer, and during the altercation, the officer shot the suspect. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Former Trump campaign aide Rick Gates is turning from defendant into cooperating witness in the Russia probe. The White House is still pushing itself away.
The White House here is not saying anything at all. They continue to maintain that these charges and these guilty pleas have nothing to do with them as they relate to allegations that went on long before the Trump campaign began.
Correspondent Abby Phillip there. Gates is a longtime associate of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, also charged by Robert Mueller's team. The school resource officer at Stoneman Douglas High School apparently wasn't the only law enforcement officer to stay away from the shooting last week. Reports indicate 3 Broward County Sheriff's deputies were found at the scene but hadn't gone in. Broward County School Superintendent Robert Runcie says that news worsens the pain.
To realize that more could have been done, that potentially lives could have been saved, this is just outrageous. And, you know, I just can't even find the words to describe the disappointment.
We're also learning more about a tip call the FBI received about the gunman last month. A woman claims Nicholas Cruz was going to explode, saying she was afraid about him, quote, getting into a school and just shooting the place up. The FBI did not follow up on the call. Hertz has become the latest company to end a partnership with the NRA after the latest school shooting. The company announcing in a Twitter message it is ending its rental car discount program with the NRA. First National Bank of Omaha also says it will not be renewing a contract with the NRA to issue an NRA-branded Visa card. It looks like President Trump will be getting a big military parade in the nation's capital this fall.
It was last July's Bastille Day parade down the Champs-Élysées in Paris that impressed the president so much he floated the idea of an American version. Now several reports say the president has told the Defense Department to organize just such a parade for November 11th, Veterans Day, and the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. French President Macron led the Bastille Day parade before joining the American president to watch the troops pass by on foot, on horseback, in tanks and trucks, and in planes large and small. No word yet if President Trump will participate or just watch. Rich Johnson, Washington.
In sports.
Yes, yes, yes!
Hard! Water!
Whoa!
Fire!
Yeah, whoa!
Yeah, whoa!
Clean! Clean!
Whoa,
clean!
Whoa,
yes!
Whoa.
It's being called the Miracurl on Ice. Team USA getting its first ever Olympic gold in curling. After getting past powerhouse Canada in the semifinals, Matt Hamilton and Team Schuster upset Sweden for the gold.
Almost unbelievable, but we came out here with some great intensity and, you know, just had to believe we could do it and make our shots, and it worked out.
More sports action for you. Wizards fall to Charlotte. Caps hosting Buffalo. First day of spring training action yesterday down in Florida. The Nats and O's both lost. College hoops, Georgetown hosting Providence. Michigan visits Maryland. Virginia heads to Pitt. George Mason and GW both in action, too. Traffic and weather's up next.
If you're one of the many WMAL listeners who received an Amazon Echo for Christmas, congratulations. Now you can listen to WMAL anywhere you want. Here's how to set up your Amazon Echo. First, enable WMAL on your device. Simply say, Alexa, enable the WMAL skill. You only need to do it once. Alexa, enable the WMAL skill. Then, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. That's Alexa, play WMAL. It's that simple. Thanks for listening to WMAL.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
7:05 now, we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with James Stanley.
Steve, thank you and good morning. Still several problems, all expected though, with the rain and the wet streets. We'll start in Virginia, George Washington Parkway northbound between Roosevelt Island to about Key Bridge. They're pushing you into just one lane to get through there. The other lanes are all blocked. Maryland, Ritchie Highway southbound, the ramps to get onto 50, completely blocked. Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound right before New York Avenue, only a left lane's getting by. That's a stalled car. And on the outer loop, the Beltway Express lanes just past Braddock, disabled vehicle just getting towed off in the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fog advisory for about another hour. Otherwise overcast and drizzly today, right around 60 for a high. Showers tonight down to 50. More rain tomorrow, high near 70. We're at 50 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, your local real estate expert and the host of the Eric Stewart Show's Sunday mornings here on WMAL. Sellers ask me often why I hate open houses, and I tell them that open houses attract three groups: neighbors, suspects, and maybe a prospect or two. So why do them? 45% of my homes sell in 8 days or less, and for top dollar. Why? I've created a proven system for selling houses fast and for the most money. Find out all about it at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Hosts Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. John Gizzi is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. He was also at CPAC this week. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. After a good night's rest, I feel great, and I needed it after CPAC.
Well, tell us a little bit about CPAC. For somebody that hasn't been there, the energy and the excitement that takes place at that event.
All right. This began in 1973 as a national convention of conservatives. And in its embryonic years, CPAC was held in Washington hotels. It was a gathering of conservative political operatives and activists from the different conservative wings, from libertarian to the budding religious right, and they could all fit it in a hotel room, occasionally filling a banquet room with a speaker such as Governor Ronald Reagan. All that is history now. CPAC is the biggest get-together in Washington for anyone who likes politics. It gets bigger and younger every year, so much that they had to move it out to the Gaylord Center in Maryland, which is a huge facility with bigger auditoriums, more bars, and gambling, if you like that. Today, CPAC brings more younger activists than it ever has. It's less a gathering of political operatives and more a gathering of the young. Their feeling is usually libertarian, but the pro-life movement, the National Rifle Association, the school voucher movement, they're all well represented. If there's any drawback to it, it doesn't attract the members of Congress that it used to, and I suspect that's because it's outside of the District of Columbia. But CPAC, at a time when conservatism is cool, is the biggest game in town. And if you don't believe me, ask the one person who went to his second CPAC this year, Donald J. Trump.
Well, it's interesting. It's his second CPAC, but when he was running, he did not go to CPAC.
I remember it well, and I was there when this happened. He was scheduled to speak at CPAC, and he backed out that very day. Why? Because, as he explained when he addressed CPAC as president, he was warned by the organizers that there might be kind of a hostile reaction to his views. So rather than risk being booed or jostled by some of the attendees, who can get pretty expressive in their opinions, he decided to forgo his appearance at CPAC, even though he did it at the last possible moment. Now, this has not happened since, of course, because he's been president. He gets a rousing cheer when he comes there, and today he pressed all the right buttons. Or yesterday, he pressed all the right buttons, from talking about the advantages of his tax cut measure to the death of Reverend Billy Graham. And I have to say that where I found sharp debate on candidate Donald Trump at the 2015 and 16 CPACs, today everyone who goes to CPAC is on the Trump train.
Well, among the highlights, I found it interesting that you noted that there was a British invasion at CPAC.
I couldn't have put it better myself. Nigel Farage, the father of the Brexit initiative that took the United Kingdom out of the European Union, made his third CPAC in a row. And as he put it, they get bigger and better. It's hard to believe a few years ago that a British politician who does not even hold an office could fill a room at CPAC. Well, Nigel Farage had a standing room only crowd cheering on his every word about Brexit, about the fake news in the United States, and he cited an example of the fake news of how some in the media have said he was the conduit for the Russian meddling in the U.S. election. He, Donald Trump, and Julian Assange made possible the Russians tinkering with the votes of Americans in 2016. And as he put it, I've never been to Moscow, I've never been to Russia, I've never met Vladimir Putin, but I love Russian vodka. And again, people can see how this genial bloke can relate to people, and he warned that if Brexit is somehow revisited, and the politicians in Britain, or as he puts it, the big banks, big business, and big politics, force the people to go to the polls again, he will return to the front lines, and as he put it, this time, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
Also,
that resonated with the crowd.
You also had a superstar from across the English Channel.
You certainly did. Marion Le Pen, former member of the French National Assembly, now in the private sector, appeared. And it was like nothing I have seen in all my years of covering CPAC. Here is someone who's not even 30 years old, no longer in office, and has a name that is controversial, to say the least. Granddaughter of Jean-Marie Le Pen, founder of the French National Front, fined for Holocaust denial, easily the most controversial man in France, niece of his daughter Maureen Le Pen, two-time presidential candidate in France. She was greeted as if she were Lady Gaga. She spoke for 15 minutes, mainly to talk about how she was leaving politics to start a graduate school that would teach classical economics, that would teach the classics themselves, everything that they don't get in the state-funded higher education system in her country. And she talked about how happy she was that Donald Trump was president in the United States, but how hard it would be to elect someone like him in France. Not only did she draw a full crowd, and I'm told more cameras than Vice President Mike Pence had earlier that day, but adoring followers who followed the blonde dauphine of French politics around wanted pictures with selfies and her autograph and barely let her get out of the hotel. I spent some time with Mademoiselle Le Pen afterward. And, of course, anyone who has that name has to defend that history. Her grandfather and her aunt left a long trail for her. But she's young, and she's got a different approach to things, and she's someone we'll hear from in the future. Footnote, Marine Le Pen noted that she was the youngest person ever elected to the French National Assembly at age 21. Forewarned is forearmed. Don't dismiss her as a lightweight or a passing fancy. If she can do that, she'll return to the political scene. And I suspect a lot of young men and women are going to follow her.
Coming up next, we'll talk with John about the upcoming debate on Capitol Hill when it comes to guns and mental health, and also Billy Graham. But first, a check of the traffic and weather over to the WMAL Traffic Center. What's going on, James?
Rick, thank you. And from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the wet roads this morning. It's also real foggy. Be sure and have those fog lamps on. Beltway Interloop, the ramp to get onto University Boulevard. Just getting word we've got a stalled car through there, and it's hard to see, too, with the fog. Beltway Express Lanes, the outer loop around Braddock. A couple of lanes taken out with a crash. George Washington Parkway northbound, right around Roosevelt Island to about Key Bridge. You're down to just one lane getting through because of an accident. And through Maryland on Buds Creek, an accident blocking Colton Point over to about Bayside. Police are directing you around the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Yeah, James, you nailed it. It is foggy out there. Dense fog around the Washington area. It may be dissipating somewhat. The advisory is in effect until 8 o'clock. But some significant fog earlier this morning in places that normally don't get fogged in. Well, that should taper off by 8 o'clock or so and bring us showers for the morning with a high of 54, showers overnight, and then showers tomorrow with a high of 68 on Sunday. Cloudy Monday morning, then sunshine in the afternoon, high to 58, more sunshine Tuesday, high to 59. 47 in Washington, going up to 54, and it is 7:17, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We continue our conversation with John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And, of course, we've seen the nation focused on the whole issue of guns and gun control. And, John, we've seen town hall meetings, the president's comments. But what is reality when we get back to Capitol Hill when the House and the Senate actually have to try and do something about it?
The reality is that every time there's a tragedy, such as there was at Parkland High School, such as there were in Newtown, Connecticut a few years back, such as there have been in so many other places, there's going to be call for action and some kind of gun control legislation. Now, the president has said it is not so much guns that create this tragedy, it is the mental health of people, and we need to do more with mental health. He has also spoken in the line of arming teachers and making it harder for people with guns to get into school. I'd say that was easier said than done. Bill Clinton talked about precisely the same thing 20 years ago and found that there just wasn't the money in most municipalities to see this come true. My guess is that there'll be some form of legislation to come up, and it will have to do with the registration of handguns. Now, it was only 5 years ago this April that two senators, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, came up with the eponymous legislation to require the registration of all commercial sales of guns. And these are from senators from two of the largest gun-owning states, who both took political hits for this. The Toomey bill was considered by many the perfect compromise to bring Second Amendment advocates and gun control proponents together. That it came from people from these gun-toting states made it all the more worthy legislation. Or so many of us who reported the debate felt. In the end, Democrats in the Senate felt it didn't go far enough, and the attempts to break the filibuster against the measure failed. I'm not sure what the president will do, but I have a sneaking suspicion that if the dealmaker-in-chief, wants to achieve some kind of compromise on this and bring together the two disparate factions in the debates on guns, he might dust off Toomey Mansion again after 5 years. We'll see.
John, of course, the passing of Billy Graham, he will lay in honor at the U.S. Capitol. Evangelist, iconic. And for people that did not grow up around Billy Graham, tell us a little bit about what made him stand out as an American evangelist.
Well, I think obviously the fact that anyone who can speak to an audience of 215 million people in 85 countries, an audience larger than that granted politicians or even deity, he is a person of consequence. Billy Graham had a simple version of the gospel and an interpretation of Jesus Christ that anyone could truly identify with. Jesus was like your neighbor, and he was someone you'd give a warm welcome to. That's what the pledges at the end of his crusades were about.
Tell us a little bit about the crusades.
The crusades began in tents, and soon they got so large because of the preacher's high-octane charisma that they were being held in Yankee Stadium and the Hollywood Bowl. Then they were on television, and Billy Graham soon had a weekly radio program and was being invited to the White House to preach and pray with presidents of the United States. He knew every president from Truman to Trump. He played golf with every president from Dwight Eisenhower to George W. Bush, the exception being Jimmy Carter, who didn't play golf. He knew world leaders by their first names. He was an ecumenical figure who knew people in the Jewish faith, in the Catholic faith, and at one point in a meeting with John Paul II, the Pope grabbed him by the lapels and said, "Graham, we are brothers." That's how many felt about Billy Graham, no matter what their faith. He was truly the ambassador of God, America's pastor.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. As always, John, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, John. 7:23 Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up, we'll chat with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Cheryl Atkinson, and up next, an update on the event at the White House late yesterday afternoon, the vehicle crashing into a barricade. We'll get the very latest from Steve Burns.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments, and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us. Or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com, that's ricedelman.com, or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Saturday morning update continues, 7:24. Steve Burns in the newsroom. And Steve, wanted to check in with you on the very latest on the investigation into the vehicle that rammed the barricade at the White House, because the story, plot thickens.
The plot has thickened, yes.
The driver's name, 35-year-old Jessica Ford. She's from Tennessee, a little bit outside Nashville. This was not her first visit to the White House. First, we'll tell you about what happened yesterday. Apparently, her car crashed into a barrier. Tourists at the scene, different people at the scene, witnesses, basically described this car hitting the barrier. And then she kept gunning the gas, essentially, and there was smoke coming out of the squealing tires. Police said while this was all going on, she was also holding a pistol in her hand while she was driving.
Wow.
Somehow, luckily, everything ended peacefully. There were no shots fired on either side. She was taken into custody. But again, not her first visit to the White House. Apparently, all last year, she had made 3 separate visits. 3 separate arrests resulted from her visits. At one point, last April, she actually quoted in the Washington Post here, she told a Secret Service officer, "I'm going to jump the fence." Not something you want to tell a Secret Service officer.
No, no.
She was arrested. These three cases all resulted in either a dismissal of charges or suspended sentences. That's how we got to where we were yesterday.
Well, kudos to the Secret Service for not opening fire on her, because that could have been the end of it for her.
Things easily could have ended much worse yesterday.
I mean, gunning the engine, squealing the tires with a pistol drawn at the White House?
Right.
She is lucky to be alive.
And that tells you something about the security they have in place there, too. The barrier held while she was trying to go as fast as she could through it.
Wow. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the update.
Sure thing, Rick.
7:26, Saturday morning update.
Hey, honey, what'd you do this morning?
Rescued a baby orangutan.
Wait, what?
I donated to International Animal Rescue.
International Animal Rescue has saved hundreds of orangutans from horrible mistreatment and suffering. But more need our help now. Just a few dollars will help International Animal Rescue save more suffering orangutans before it's too late.
What did you do today?
Nothing as good as saving baby orangutans. Donate now at internationalanimalrescue.com. That's internationalanimalrescue.com.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Errett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. One of the things I value most in life is time. Time to spend with my daughter, time to spend with family, and the time I put into my company that's reinventing the way women color their hair. The busiest, most successful women I know use Madison Reed, the amazing hair color hack. In under an hour and for less than $25, Madison Reed delivers gorgeous, shiny, multi-dimensional, healthy-looking hair with an ammonia-free formula. You'll look like you just came from a salon, but the reality is you have more me time to do what you love. Things get busy. Let us take care of you and your hair. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code QUALITY. That's code QUALITY. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1225. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. Well, you may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1225. That's 800-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
Been a while since you met with your financial planner? Want to know if you're on the right path for yourself and your family? We know you're busy. 2 hours a year is all we ask. Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein from the Wise Investor Group. Make an appointment today to come see us, and we'll show you right where you stand and get you on the path to where you want to be.
To reach Chase, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Hi, I'm Mike Cappell. I founded my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, because I know that small business owners never have enough time and money. Our cloud-based payroll starts at just $10 a month with free support. So keep your time and money. Go to patriotsoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. There is a fox loose in Fairfax County, and it's apparently hungry. Police say the fox has bitten a man, a dog, and a cat, all in the same block of William and Mary Drive in the Fort Hunt area. The fox apparently tried to bite another man, but only came away with his shoe. A dog has been quarantined due to rabies concerns. Police say the fox's aggressiveness is indicative of rabies. Animal Protection is searching for the fox, but no luck so far. New charges were added against the Southern California parents accused of torturing 12 of their 13 kids.
Three more counts each of felony child abuse are added to the six already charged against David and Louise Turpin. Louise Turpin's also charged with assault. The two are charged with decades of torturing their kids, tying them up, allowing them to shower only once a year, eat only once a day.
The 29-year-old female victim weighs 82 pounds.
All told, the couple face 12 counts each of false imprisonment and torture, 9 counts of child abuse, 7 counts of cruelty to a dependent child. David Turpin's also charged with 1 count of a lewd act on a child under 14, and Louise with that charge of assault. Jim Roop on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And it's another sign of the times. Best Buy will soon no longer sell CDs in its stores.
The Best Buy announcement comes as CD sales continue to decline. Despite no longer selling compact discs, Best Buy will still sell vinyl for the next 2 years. Target, on the other hand, says it will only sell music CDs under a consignment basis, shifting inventory risk back to the record labels. That means Target would only pay labels for CDs when customers buy them. I'm Bill Michaels.
Sports, the final weekend of Olympic action's underway, and it's a historic day for U.S. men's curling, earning an upset gold over Sweden. Also earning the top prize is U.S. skier David Wise in halfpipe. He tells Westwood One Sports.
I had two or three of the hardest seasons of my life in the interim between Sochi and here. And so getting back on top of a couple of podiums and qualifying and making the team was a huge accomplishment in and of itself.
More sports action for you. Wizards fall to Charlotte. Caps hosting Buffalo. First day of spring training action yesterday. The Nats and O's both lost. In college hoops, Georgetown hosting Providence. Michigan visits Maryland. Virginia heads to Pitt. George Mason and GW both in action as well. Traffic and weather's next.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
We are all so busy with work and family, we put ourselves and our health on hold. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. For a lot of us, making healthy food choices is challenging. You know you should eat a healthy breakfast, but there's no time, so you grab something fast and go. I get it. Lunchtime, it's fast food or something just as bad. By dinner time, you're tired, so you feed the kids, grab a snack, and then you go to bed. It's hard to get into a healthy routine. But what if eating healthy was easy? A simple plan for breakfast, lunch, dinner, even snacks. And what if this simple plan offered proven weight loss? That's EMP 180 Weight Loss. Learn what to eat and what not to eat. It's all mapped out. And before you know it, like me, you hit your ideal weight. I lost 40 pounds. I now eat right and I don't stress over food. EMP 180 Weight Loss, located in Tyson's Corner and Rockville, EMP180weightloss.com, or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
At 7:33, checking back in with James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yes, Steve, as we'd expect with the wet streets across the area this morning, we've got some accidents. We'll start on the Beltway Interloop around University Boulevard. We've got a stalled car that's in the process now of getting loaded up on a wrecker, so just a few more minutes, hopefully, and that'll be cleared out. Outer loop around Braddock, a couple of lanes taken out with a crash through there. Here in the district, Southern Avenue, both directions, around Marlboro Pike to about Bowen. Police reporting a crash through that stretch causing delays. Maryland, Buds Creek Road between Colton Point to about Bayside. Police are directing you around a crash. And Virginia, reporting all accidents have been picked up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fog advisory lasts another half hour or so. Otherwise, drizzly today, right around 60 for a high. Showers tonight, down to 50. More rain tomorrow, high near 70. 50 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI, so connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Larry O'Connor. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
If you follow the automotive news, you know much of the talk is about mobility. And you also know that Michigan is where all the big ideas are coming from. Michigan is the epicenter for innovation, technology, and testing in mobility, home to more than 75% of the nation's R&D spending, and North America's only real-world testing facilities that allow research under all road and weather conditions. Learn more about how Michigan is changing the face of transportation at planetm.com.
When my mom had her health crisis, I learned how important it is to have accessible medical records. That sparked my passion for health informatics. UMUC's program is one of the few accredited by a leading health informatics commission.
Give your career a healthy boost at University of Maryland University College. We offer more than 90 degrees, certificates, and specializations, many in high-demand fields like health informatics administration, nursing for registered nurses, gerontology and aging services, psychology, and more. Learn the skills you can apply right away from a respected public state university with scholarships and financing options for those who qualify and no GRE or GMAT required.
Now I'm teaching nurses and doctors to keep medical records safe.
UMUC helps you reduce your out-of-pocket costs by replacing undergrad and graduate textbooks with no-cost electronic resources, including electronic textbooks, interactive exercises, and more, all immediately available through your online classroom. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
There's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. This is Vince Colonnaise. When you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results for his clients. Retirees Noble and Peggy were ready to sell their DC home. Frank advised them on some small but necessary repairs and sold their home in just 4 days and for $30,000 over list price. There's no risk to working with Frank Prindle. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel, and I'm proud to say that I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD. That's 855-234-SOLD, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
They're changing the tax rules again. What does that mean for you? Join Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services for The Retirement Key, Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447, 800-519-0447, or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WMAL Saturday Morning Update. It is good to have you with us, and we are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, of course, CIA-trained intel operative and advising producer on the National Geographic Channel's Chain of Command, which airs again on Monday night at 9. And Tony, it is great to have you with us, as always.
Hey, Rick, always good to be on. Thank you.
All right. Media frenzy yesterday about the latest indictment on Paul Manafort and Rick Gates pleading guilty to additional charges. CNN lead story, and just real quick, does it bring anything any closer to collusion, Russia, and Trump?
No, not at all, not remotely, not an ounce. And this is where it's been frustrating for a number of us to watch them do this. And notably, Rick, everything you're seeing here could well have been illegal. I'm not defending Gates or Manafort, but this is all, I'll just say it, typical crime that should have been investigated by the Department of Justice. You don't need a $68 million separate investigation to go look at collusion and find nothing regarding collusion, yet find all this other issue. So, I'm scratching my head as many others are, is like, okay, I keep seeing left tout all these indictments, but not a single one is brought after, we're over a year into the Trump administration. Not a single investigation has shown any quote-unquote collusion or any other cooperation between the Russians and Trump. So to me, it's just more of the same, and to me it should be shut down.
All right, we're going to talk a little more about it with Cheryl Atkinson a little later on this morning, too. But I just wanted to get your read, make sure there wasn't something I was missing there.
Yeah, no, you got it.
All right. Turning to the investigation into the Florida shooter, Nicholas Cruz, and a lot of criticism of first Deputy Scott Peterson and now three additional Broward County deputies that apparently stayed outside the school, did not enter the building. And it brings up the question of procedure. What is the procedure in that case? Is there sort of a standard in law enforcement, or how do they make that decision?
I think every law enforcement jurisdiction has to make their choices on how they go about basically doing what they would call best practices. I know some jurisdictions would encourage officers to, once they feel confident, move in and see what's going on. Other jurisdictions want people to sit back and wait until some level of a larger response, like a special weapons and tactics team or some sort, arrives. So there's no national standard. There's no clear answer. With that said, the implication of the way the sheriff in Broward County, Sheriff Israel, has talked about this is that the guy was supposed to go, quote-unquote, do something. So, I think in many instances, other law enforcement agencies have rushed in to either stop or curtail these sorts of things. But, no, there's no clear national standard in what's supposed to be done in something like this.
Okay, so clearly we see the political debate now between the NRA and those on the left.
Right.
And somewhere in the middle, probably there is a reasonable solution, but it is intensifying. Now we see companies are pulling away from their business relationships with the NRA. What do you see? I mean, you're a pretty reasonable guy. You're a pragmatic guy. Where's the middle ground on this that we can make some progress on school safety without infringing on the Second Amendment?
Yeah, well, look, I think the people who are pulling away from the NRA tend to forget that the NRA defends the rights of legal citizens, of law-abiding citizens to have weapons. That's it. That's what they do. And the idea of attacking citizens for having their right is completely insane. It's a non sequitur. What we're talking about here is a failure of law enforcement at multiple levels, which resulted in this massacre. Let me tell you, I went to a gun store and I stood right next to a big wall of AR-15s and Rick, they didn't jump up and shoot at me. It's not the gun. So I think we have to look at this for what it is. They've talked about now potentially, arming some teachers. I fundamentally believe that's not a bad idea. It's a good idea. We arm people in banks. We arm people in other places where we have sensitive things going on. So, you know, we have now airliners now. Some pilots can be armed. The biggest issue is eliminating gun-free zones. When Senator Biden did that back in the 90s, he created the circumstance for people who are crazy or who are criminals to know that they're going to be able to use a weapon pretty much unopposed. So I think, really, when you start putting guns in the hands of good guys, you're going to stop it. And, of course, the left is calling for the confiscation of all weapons and, I don't see this happening. And think about the irony here, Rick. You had the left calling President Trump the worst thing since Hitler, yet they want to disarm the public. Think about the irony of that, because that was the first thing Hitler did when he came to office, is disarm the public. So let's let that sink in.
And something I mentioned early on this morning is just the whole notion of bullying. Nobody's talking about bullying and what impact that has on an insecure student, a student that becomes an outcast, becomes alienated. He's bullied. They make fun of him. Reports that the kids in Parkland High School were actually making jokes about him being the next school shooter.
Right.
And if he's deranged and he hears this stuff, something like that can help to light a fuse.
And it did. And it did. Absolutely.
All right. I want to turn to Syria. Airstrikes and shelling by, again, President Assad's forces on Damascus. Over 130 people killed in 2 days. Over 20 children dying in those bombings. Where are we in this? Do we go back in and take some kind of action at this point?
Well, it's a mess. And right now, my understanding is we've got about 3,000 troops which have been essentially pursuing ISIS targets inside of Syria. And this is it's a bit of a powder keg, because now you've got the Turks targeting the Kurds, our allies, the Kurds in the north, and you've got the Russians flying missions alongside us. So it's very complex. And yeah, I think there's things that need to be done to engage Assad directly. I think we've got to figure out a way to bring back governance without jeopardizing, the ability of forces to continue to fight ISIS. And this is it's really dangerous. And one miscalculation on either side could lead to a larger scale regional war between us and someone else. So this is very dangerous. Assad doing things like that, I believe he's trying to bring stability, but you know, we all know that he's not the best guy in the world, and we've got to figure out a way to both bring stability and find a way to have to show him the exit.
President Trump is targeting North Korea with what he calls, quote, the heaviest sanctions ever imposed on a country before. The sanctions targeting dozens of ships, shipping companies, other firms that allegedly help Pyongyang fund nuclear weapons and missile programs. And we hear so much about sanctions that the UN and the U.S. imposes sanctions. Will these have any impact?
I believe so. I think it's still China's the key, but Rick, the North Koreans have had the ability. They're essentially the largest black market nation on the world. They buy and trade anything for purposes of profit. For those who watch the old Star Trek, they're like the Ferengi from Star Trek Deep Space Nine. They really do have an ability to generate hard currency for purposes of supporting the UN. So I think this is going to be good, and I think it'll be effective, but it's got to be consistent. We can't back off once we put them in place. We have to do more to damage their ability to generate money to pay for their nuclear and missile program.
Okay, now I know a lot of people, you know, listen to the show, but they may not listen every week. They may listen early in the morning and not in the 7:30 spot. And I just want to mention once again, Chain of Command. And if you have not heard us talking about that, it is a National Geographic Channel series. And Tony Schaefer is an advising producer on the program. And part 8 is premiering on Monday night, 9:00 on the National Geographic Channel. And the episode title, I think Tony sums it up. Why We Fight.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why we do. I mean, I think for those who have not seen the series, I encourage you to go back and catch all 8 episodes or all 7 prior to this. And this one puts it all together. And there's a couple of interesting things coming out regarding our mission in Africa and the deeper purpose of why we're pursuing ISIS globally. And if you'll remember, Rick, during the Obama years, President Obama was very reluctant to allow the Pentagon to do what it was saying it needed to do to go after ISIS. Under President Trump, that limitation's been removed. And I think General Joe Dunford, the chairman, is throughout talking about why he's been told to do certain things, and that is the extraordinary part of the series. From him on down, you see the men and women in the chain of command executing these very complex missions. So I've heard nothing but good things about it regarding feedback. I think it's been very well received, and again, as we talked about for the first episode, you're going to both be educated and entertained by seeing this, so I encourage people to come out and see it.
And as some of the reviewers have said, unprecedented access to the operations of the United States Armed Forces.
Yeah, and as you know, there's a balance there. We don't want to give away secrets, but we do want to have the American people see the amazing work the Pentagon's doing, so I think we've achieved that balance.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, Tony, thank you.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me on.
You betcha. 7:49, Saturday morning update on WMAL. A foggy Saturday morning off to the traffic center. What's the latest, James?
Yeah, Rick, thank you. From the Adid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning. New accident on the Beltway, this on the Interloop right around University Boulevard. Right side is blocked with a crash. Also, the Interloop of the Beltway at Chainbridge. Getting a report, we've got a new crash happening through there in the last couple of minutes. They've got everything pushed over on the shoulder, though. That's the good news. Here in the district, slow on Southern Avenue, both directions around Marlboro Pike, Bowen Road, southeast that area. We've got an accident there causing delays. And Indian Head Highway through Maryland, southbound right around Old Fort Road, getting a report of an accident this morning. Be careful. Streets are wet. It's foggy. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And that dense fog advisory should taper off after 8 o'clock this morning, bringing us showers for the day. High of 54, showers overnight, and then showers tomorrow with a high of 68 on Sunday. Cloudy Monday morning, then sunshine in the afternoon. High to 58, more sunshine Tuesday, high to 59. 47 in Washington, going up to 54, and it is 7:50 on the Saturday morning update.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Thank you for being with us on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. We're joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She is the host of Full Measure. It's every Sunday morning on ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. Cheryl, nice to have you with us this morning.
Thank you.
You know, it was interesting. I was watching the 5 o'clock Wolf Blitzer report on CNN on Friday. They spent the first 16 minutes covering Rick Gates and Paul Manafort. 16 minutes on the latest developments in their legal problems and the effort to try and commingle that with the Mueller investigation on the Trump administration. I just couldn't believe, with everything going on Friday, how 16 minutes could be devoted to Manafort and Gates.
Well, what I've noticed, too, I mean, we don't yet know what will come entirely of the special counsel's investigation. So with that caveat, we do know that so far, none of these indictments or guilty pleas have involved alleged illegal collusion between Trump and Russia. So I think that's sort of a key point that, gosh, back in the days when I was working for CBS and having all my stories lawyerized, they would have insisted, though they wouldn't have had to because I would have known to do this, that in every piece that I reported on such a topic, I would have to say for legal purposes and fairness purposes that, by the way, none of these indictments or charges were connected to President Trump or, you know, actions related to him. But I don't hear that in a lot of the reporting. In fact, quite the opposite implication at times where people are saying, see, as if it proves the point of Trump-Russia collusion when quite the opposite is the case so far. I think it's been a really interesting thing to watch from a media standpoint.
So we see how we've been flooded with the stories in the news media and the messaging from the Democrats implying collusion between Trump and Russia. But you look at the other side of the story, and on your blog at CherylAtkison.com, a fascinating post about the collusion against Trump by a number of different entities.
Well, you know, it's so easy to find Trump-Russia collusion timelines, and you can Google that and find it, and I've suggested a couple on my own posts that you can find as well. But something that's harder to find, and that's, of course, where I like to do my reporting, is a timeline that involves what I call collusion against Trump, because I think we now can look and say there's public evidence that's very clear that there were organized efforts and campaigns among intelligence agencies, the Democratic Party, Ukrainian officials, who, by the way, you know, Ukraine is against Russia, of course, and some of this was playing out in our election in terms of Russia collusion accusations. There were foreigners, including a Yemen-born British national, who Christopher Steele, who helped with this anti-Trump dossier, who this foreigner managed to get opposition research into the hands of the FBI and presented to a court. I mean, these are pretty stunning developments, not to mention the intelligence agencies and FBI's leaks. I call them anti-Trump leaks before and after the campaign to try to disparage and controversialize and implicate him. So all these things together kind of tie in when you read them in order in a factual timeline, which is what I've tried to present. And for people who, again, if you want to read about alleged Trump-Russia collusion. There's plenty of places to do that, and there's just not so many to find this other aspect, which I think is probably turning out to be more important, at least in my view.
Yeah, that's at CherylAtkison.com. We all saw the robot dogs on TV newscast a week or so ago. They were kind of cute.
Oh, my gosh, that was, like, cute but also scary.
Exactly. You know, one robot dog is opening the door for the other robot dog. But a much more serious side to this is a report out from the accounting firm PwC. And the report says more than a third of U.S. jobs could be at high risk of automation by the early 2030s. I mean, that's like in the next 15 years.
Well, so that's our cover story. We're looking at sort of the automation of America and how this could impact American jobs and what to do about it. Well, first of all, one reason to watch our story on Sunday is there's a lot of cool robot video in it. But from a standpoint of content, you know, Bill Gates is among those pushing a robot tax, where he's advocating for a tax on companies that use robots, you know, instead of humans, to replace the wages, you know, the tax on wages and income that would be lost. The money would go into a pool for things like helping retrain displaced workers so that they could get technical skills or, you know, find something that they could do if they're displaced in this sort of work. So we talk about that, but we also have the other side. You know, we talked to a business owner in Maryland who uses robots and automation and says, not so fast. You know, he employs a few dozen people. He says he couldn't do that without the help of automation. So it's helping him employ. And then there's the argument that the new technology actually creates jobs. And there's another study. I know you cited the PricewaterhouseCoopers study, but there's another study we looked at that showed, you know, maybe 800,000 technical jobs lost in the United Kingdom over a period of time. There were millions of jobs created from the new technology commitment. So, you know, it's an interesting debate, but you'll be hearing, I think, more about a robot tax from advocates who think that's really the way to go.
Interesting. Often when there are terror attacks in Europe, they trace back to Belgium's capital city. And the neighborhood there we've heard a lot about is Molenbeek.
Well, I don't know if people know, so just want to give a little bit of background, but there is a neighborhood in Brussels, Belgium, called Molenbeek with a lot of Islamic Muslims and apparently a lot of extremists and radicals as well, and there's a lot of recruiting going on there. It is responsible for probably producing the largest number of Islamic extremist terrorist mass killers per capita than any place else in Europe, including, by the way, the surviving shooter from the Paris attacks in 2015, who's on trial now. He's from this Molenbeek neighborhood, as are many other of these terrorists who've committed these crimes. So what is it about this neighborhood? What can they do to change it? Scott Thuman takes us there and talks to, you know, how they're trying to turn around the reputation, make things safer. They're discussing should the government go into the mosques, which the mayor has said have become places of radicalization, but it's a very sensitive topic, of course. They're looking at employment programs because, as we know, ISIS recruits among disenfranchised youth, especially where they're unemployed and in terms of hopelessness. So we look at all these things, and it's really interesting how much terror has been born in this Brussels, Belgium neighborhood.
And it's on Full Measure. It's tomorrow morning on ABC 7 at 10 o'clock, and it's always great to be joined by Cheryl Atkinson. Thank you very much, and have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.
It's 7:58 Saturday morning update on WMAL, and do check out CherylAtkinson.com to check out the collusion against Trump timeline, a unique way to look at this whole situation and to see how many different organizations have really gone after Trump before and after the election.
If you're one of the many WMAL listeners who received an Amazon Echo for Christmas, congratulations. Now you can listen to WMAL anywhere you want. Here's how to set up your Amazon Echo. First, enable WMAL on your device. Simply say, Alexa, enable the WMAL skill. You only need to do it once. Alexa, enable the WMAL skill. Then, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. That's Alexa, play WMAL. It's that simple. Thanks for listening to WMAL.
That's it for the Saturday morning update. If you're headed out to CPAC, have a rousing afternoon and enjoy the weekend in Washington. Garden Sense is next on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk.